A word for you from Jonah chapter 4 verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. This is an astonishing circumstance. Perhaps the most successful preacher in all the history that we know of, in the Old Testament and in the New, they've never had such results like Jonah had. Even on the day of Pentecost, as marvelous as it was only just a few thousand men that repented. But here, 120,000 repented. We hear that at the end of the same chapter, that God showed his mercy to 120,000 people. He also showed his mercy towards all the animals in the city too, for they too repented in sackcloth and ashes. For everyone, the king told them, had to repent, turn from his evil ways, put sackcloth on, because maybe, just maybe, God will relent and not cause every soul to perish. God is God. He can do as he wants. He is truly sovereign. And he decided to relent of this pronouncement that he was going to destroy them in 40 days. And you find Jonah outside the city, sitting on a hill, sulking, even before the city, what happened that the city was not destroyed, counting the days to see if God would fulfill what he had promised. And here he sits, and he already has the suspicion that perhaps God would change his mind. And indeed we do find that. For he goes on in verse 2 to say, "For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster." These are marvelous words, but Jonah doesn't say them with pleasure, with joy, with admiration at God's character. Instead, he says them in anger. Jonah is not one with God. He was truly one with the message. He liked the message that the Ninevites should be destroyed. They were the enemies of Israel. The Ninevites were a thorn in the flesh. That generation stemming from Nimrod, they were up to all manner of evil, and it just continued through every generation, and that's why God said he would destroy them. But now, when God decided that he would hear their repentance and forgive them, Jonah gets angry. Are you angry at God's grace? We are tugutela yini umunkulunkulu ekhombisa umusa komunye na? Or do you praise God and unite yourself with God's ways and who he is?